Big rally in the grain trade today. Double-digit gains in the soybean market. Wheat, Chicago, double-digit gains leaping over Kansas, which is still higher on the session. Is there some more rains forecasted for the drier western Kansas City wheat belt later this week they're hoping for? They did get some rains over the weekend in the northern areas. Nothing spectacular, but something to calm the dust on the gravel roads, I should say. But the beans, why are they popping today? Because soybean meal seeing quite an advance, even while soybean oil holds up with crude oil higher on the session. So what happened is in the EU, Netherlands, they rejected 2 to 3 cargoes of soybean meal from Argentina. It has the HB4 gene in that it's not supposed to have, questioning their protocols for their testing. And so this cargo was rejected, being rerouted to Southeast Asia at a discount, I might add, pretty good discount it had to be resold at. And so that is shifting demand quickly to the U.S. They're thinking we could see some fast business over this. So soybean meal for May up $9.70 a ton. $334, while July meal up $9.20 a ton, $328.30. Soybean oil showing a 30-cent gain, $71.65. Translate that to beans. July up 15 cents, $11.93.5. November new crop up 11 at $11.67. Corn futures obviously getting support from the meal climbing like this, but corn's just been like a little train chugging up the hill. Yes, I can. Yes, I can, and it can. Got within one tick of 470. Currently, July up 5.5 cents at 469. Looks like our spring rally into May is still in play. December corn up 4.25, 488.5. And the wheat trade. The only big short position out there right now is in Chicago wheat, and the funds are saying, oh, shucks, maybe we should get rid of that. Up 12.25 right now for July Chicago, 629. By the way, all May contracts go deliverable this Friday. If you're in a May contract, you have to be out by Thursday at the latest. The Kansas wheat contract up 6 cents right now, 675.75. Made a high last night at 680.75 compared to last week's high of 686.5. Still holding up because we know this afternoon's crop ratings are going to be down. They're saying the average guess is down 2 to 3%. I think it's going to be down like last week's, a surpriser, down 4%, because that freeze damage is going to show up in the reports late Friday that were reported. Some of that wheat is just outright toast. And so Kansas itself should see another drop, dragging the whole total winter wheat index down with it as well. Spring wheat, July contract, up 2 cents, 695.25. Been to 698. September is up 1.75 at 711.25. December up half a penny right now at 722.75. In the cattle futures, continuing the reversal violently that they created last week Thursday after opening lower from a 6-7 day route to the downside, culminating with all kinds of news, bad news that really wasn't a problem. Everybody was worried about the U.S. Secretary of Ag Rawlins heading to Douglas, New Mexico, that maybe would start talking about reopening the border a little bit. Nah, that was nothing. She didn't say a word, especially not with 800 new parasitical reports occurring in south of the border in Mexico in areas they shouldn't be any problems. Also, the explosion reversal occurring off of trend line support, major chart-based support, so index funds quit their liquidative selling ways and bought into what is a solid cash market that has been remaining pretty stout. And we're heading into the best beef seasonal time of the year, May and June. Even though our numbers are also higher that time of year, it's not anticipated to be that big of a problem this year given the smaller numbers overall. Choice up $1.42 today. Select up $1.67. Literally, Select is parked like 68 cents underneath Choice. Beef is beef. April cattle up 242 at 250.72. That expires here in just a few days. And the cash trade last week was 246 to 248. So it's implying a jump in the cash trade this week. June cattle up 397, 249.20. August up 395, 245.60. In the feeders, the index didn't really move much today. It's around 369. May feeders up 680, 367.70. Oh, April feeders, they expire here in a day or two, up 392, 371.55, so just above the index. August feeders, 685 higher, 368.62. October up 665, 364.17. Hogs trying to bounce here today. June up 62 cents, 102.52, while July is higher by 37 cents at 105.27. With things a little calmer, under control, I would say, over in the Middle East, we have gold down $45 at $4,695. Silver for May off $1.30, $75.11. The crude oil market, though, is higher. Strait of Hormuz is still closed. The Iranians have floated an idea, which President Trump's probably going to say go away. They want to open up the Strait of Hormuz, let them have control of it, and we'll talk about a nuclear deal later. Like that's going to happen. So June crude up $2.23 a barrel, 96.63. Gasoline for June up 3¾ cents a gallon, $3.36.5. Diesel fuel, June contract, up 14 cents a gallon. Yeah, that's 14 cents a gallon higher at $3.93¼. Any questions? You can always find us at our website. Phone numbers at the top. The ability to get a free 30-day trial of our newsletter is there. It's at heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening and have a profitable day.